This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Kim Leroy Little, L-I-T-T-L-E, birth date April 26th of 1954. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Little with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, polycythemia, and hypokalemia. His last visit was November 17th, 2025. He has lost 5 pounds since his last visit, and he's having no symptoms associated with the low potassium levels. They do range between 3.0 and 3.3. He did have an increase in the daily potassium dose on... late April of 2026, he was taking a total of 50 milliequivalent of potassium daily. So that was increased to 20 milliequivalent two in the morning and one in the afternoon, so a total of 60 milliequivalent in 24 hours. And he has been taking that now for about a month, 3 weeks to a month. But the most recent potassium level 3.0 still, so he's not a lot better. So we will increase that again to a total of 80 milliequivalent daily, so 40 milliequivalent in the morning and 40 milliequivalent with supper. And a script was sent to Express Scripts for that. Currently no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No bowel changes, no blood or melena, no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight at atenolol, 100 milligram daily. The chlorthalidone is 25 milligram daily. Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. He was on 40 milliequivalent potassium chloride in the morning and 20 in the afternoon, and that's going to be increased to 40 milliequivalent twice a day. Allopurinol is 300 milligram twice a day. Anacin is 400/32 one daily. Colchicine, 0.6 milligram daily. Gabapentin, 100 milligram three times a day. He does have meloxicam, 7.5 milligram daily, but he rarely uses that. And he takes a Centrum Men silver vitamin. Physical exam, weight 193 pounds. Pulse is 62 and regular. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 82. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft without ascites. And he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 14th, 2026. The sodium is 138, the potassium was 3.0, carbon dioxide 29, creatinine level 1.52 with estimated GFR 48, calcium 9.7, albumin 4.3, phosphorus is 3.2, hemoglobin elevated at 18.7, hematocrit 54.4, white count is 10.32, platelets 173,000. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to have labs checked every 3 months. Two, we are increasing the potassium chloride to 40 milliequivalent twice a day. So we're going up by another 20 milliequivalent daily from 60 to 80 milliequivalent in total in 24 hours. And he will eat foods that are contain rich amounts of potassium in them, and we did review the foods that would be appropriate to eat. And three, polycythemia that's been chronic without any history of blood clot. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.